You are listening to Elevated or watching Elevated on Radio Pulpit. I am Jenna Lee Belong, and I'm excited because joining us now is Pastor Colin Maluleke. I haven't spoken to him in years. I don't even know if you remember. I think it's been, Pastor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been years since I've last spoken to you. Back then, you didn't even have a church. How are you doing?
I am great, and thank you for having me. How have you been?
I'm blessed. I am very, very blessed. God is certainly good. And I'm blessed to see the growth at your church, the growth in your life, the growth in your ministry. If you reflect back on the last 5 years, how your testimony has developed, how does that make you feel? What do you think when you reflect back?
Wow. You know what? I mean, I'm a servant of God, you know, and everything is by His grace. It's incredible. If somebody had told me that this is where I would be right now, I would have said never. I wouldn't have believed it. You know, you have to be in it to really believe it. When I sometimes talk about the miracles I've seen happening at Goshen, the life transformations that I've seen happening. The way people came in and the way they are now, it's mind-blowing. You can see that it's the hand of God. So the past 5 years have been a roller coaster. It's been amazing. A journey of faith, high moments and some cross moments, you know.
Yeah, those cross moments, tell me about them. What would you highlight as one of the cross moments that you are willing to share, and how did you get through it?
Yeah, I think, I mean, you know, persecution for doing God's work, when people misunderstand you, when people judge you, when people talk about you and your family without having proper knowledge of what's really happening. I think those have been, for me, I believe, you know what, I can handle whatever, but only when it begins to affect my family does it then, you know, become something else, you know. But again, I wouldn't have it any other way. If it's God's will for me to go through certain things, I will graciously go through it, you know. So it's been a huge roller coaster, the adjustment for my family. We've never planted a church before. And so we're a very young church. There's mistakes that we make. But, you know, when you receive unnecessary criticism, when you receive unnecessary misunderstandings and people assuming the worst, you know, instead of extending and extending grace to you, you know, it's, yeah, those are the cross moments that are most difficult, but otherwise everything else, it's easy to bear.
What would you say to young men of God who they can't wait to start their own church? They see you online. I mean, when I go to your social media and your wife is gorgeous and your family is gorgeous and you are on these stages, it looks amazing. A young pastor, a young fervent man of God might be sitting there full of zeal thinking, I can't wait to step into ministry. Your advice to them?
Listen, if you're called, jump into it. The Bible tells us that the laborers a few and the harvest is plentiful. So we got nothing against laborers, but just make sure that you are fortified. Just make sure that you are mentally prepared. And the only way to prepare for ministry is through word and prayer. You know, make sure you've got the right people around you, people that can speak into your life, people you can draw strength from, people who can criticize and correct you as well. Don't just have people that are cheering you on and telling you, listen, because in as much as it's got challenges, yes, it's got great moments. And I think those great moments are not the stage. They're not the outfits. It's not the followers. It is seeing the vision come to life. Is seeing someone who was a drunkard now becoming a man of God, now becoming a woman of God, is seeing a family that's going through a divorce being transformed, saying we want to give it another chance. Those are the high moments. The stage means absolutely nothing. Like all those things you see, the walking into church, the social media, it means that's just culture. That's just the modern day culture that we are in. You know, it's got nothing to do with ministry. You can still do it even without those things because people want to look at those things and measure the success of ministry by social media presence. And that can also mean you just have a great marketing strategy, great marketing team, but it means nothing when it comes to the real work that goes into ministry. You know, when you have to counsel families that just lost a baby, when you have to stay up at night, when your family needs you and you have to be traveling across the country just to go pray for someone who's a member of your church, when you have to go bury family members, you know. When you have to attend people's weddings and sometimes you're not feeling your best, and yet you have to stand on the platform and still speak hope and life into somebody else when you are in need of that. That's the real work. That's Sunday. Sunday is easy. Sunday means nothing. You can have the perfect team, the right camera angles, but when there's no impact, then it means absolutely nothing. God is looking for fruits.
Yeah, God is looking for fruits. Amen. So important. How do you balance everything? Because you are still Colin Maluleke. You are pastor, you are husband, you are father. How do you balance everything? I know it's a question they like asking to women, but you're a man that is wearing many, many hats, and you just mentioned the sacrifices that you have to make often. How do you do it all?
Teamwork, teamwork. I surround myself with people that are more gifted than me, people that know what they're doing. I've got a great team that works and looks after my music. I've got a great team. My wife and I are a great team. She looks after me and the kids, makes sure that I show up for things and I look the part and encourages and prays for me. I've got a team that looks after Goshen City Church. So it's all teamwork. I can't take credit. I just need to show up and smile for the cameras. But there's a team that sweats. There's a team that runs around like headless chickens sometimes. There's a team that fights for me to do what I do, you know. So by the time I get on that stage, somebody has already prepared the ground for me. I've got four runners that do an amazing, amazing job, you know.
You've taken it from, well, God has taken it from where you were just a, not just a, but you were an artist, to the point where you now pastor a church that has Sound of Goshen, for instance. You will be releasing a new music under that umbrella very, very soon. Talk to me about that.
Well, we're releasing next week, Wednesday, the 12th of November. We're releasing it on Wednesday, the 12th of November. The title of that project is called Praise and Worship, because that's what we are, that's what we do. So it's simply church music that we've put together, original songs written by the worship leaders themselves, produced in-house. So it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Features Muso Worship on there, features Hle, myself, and some of the great singers and worshipers that we have at Goshen City Church. So that's amazing. And I think the journey for me, I've always wanted to create a platform where creatives can find a way to express who God is to them, you know. And we finally managed to do that with Sound of Goshen. Long ago, I had vertical experience that was supposed to be doing what Sound of Goshen is doing now. But then we turned that into the record label, into the house that hosts these things, that signs my music, that owns my music as well as Sound of Goshen. So it's been a great journey. You know, it's been a great journey, great learning curve. So inspiring to see young people serving God the way that they do at our church, you know, and we've seen God transform them, you know, take them to just simply chorus leaders and all that stuff to full-fledged artists and worship leaders who can now also work in the music industry and put food on the table for their families, which is really, really incredible for me to see, you know, because we don't just want to be lopsided and think, let's give people the spirit without looking after their physical needs as well. So we had to get to that point where we say, if we can't afford to pay worshipers and our musicians, let's then create a platform where they can work and make money for themselves. And that's what we did with this, you know. So it's really, really incredible. It's a spiritual journey, but also it's also economic emancipation for some of them.
Is there a revival among young people at the moment when we look at not only the local church, but globally speaking, not just through praise and worship, but a revival where they are experiencing God for themselves, where there is an outpouring of the fire of God and the Holy Spirit, on our young people at the moment?
I firmly believe so. I think there is that remnant that is rising. In as much as bad news travel fast and far, you know, God is still working in the shadows. God is still doing and preparing his people. You know, like for example, you look at the life of David, right? The time he spent in Adullam looked like a waste, looked like there was no one to come in and do the work. It looked like, you know, all the great men were in hiding, you know, there was nobody there to lead the revival. But God was busy cooking and preparing his servant and the man that came and submitted themselves to him. By the time they came out of that cave, they were ready for warfare. They were ready to take over. They were ready to push the agenda of the kingdom. So I believe so. There's a lot of prayer that is happening. There's a lot of hunger for God's word. There's a move of God that is happening as well right now in our generation and in our times. You know, young people are really stepping up. I see it in our church. I see it when I get invited to other places, just the hunger and the desire that they have to serve God, you know, and it's truly, truly amazing. It's truly, truly incredible. So I would say to young people as well, you know, don't be dismayed. And you are not the only one. You're not the only remnant that is there. There's a lot that God is cooking. There's a lot that God is preparing in the shadows. And they're just getting ready to come out of the cave of Adullam and take over, you know, our society. Definitely.
The role of fathers in the spirit in that season that you just
Sure.
described, something that, and I've always said this, that you've demonstrated so beautifully with your spiritual father, Apostle Felix Oko, as well. I mean, sometimes when you see the new generation rise, there's this thing where they push the older generation aside, so to
Sure.
speak. Something that you've managed so well and demonstrated beautifully. Talk to me about the role of the fathers, the
Yeah.
spiritual fathers in the season.
Sure. Well, they carry the foundation because I believe that every generation must learn from the previous generation, good or bad. So if we neglect the fathers, it's not just about what we can get, which is good. It's also about learning from their mistakes, their do's and don'ts, seeing their weaknesses and where they faltered before, and then doing it better, you know. And I believe that even with the life of David, and I'm going to be referring to him so much, you know, you look at the handover between him and Saul, even though towards the latter end of their relationships, things were falling apart. But David demonstrated something amazing when he had the opportunity to kill Saul. He never did that. He said, I can never lay a hand on God's anointed, you know. But and you also look at the time when he came into the palace, he was taught how to be a king by Saul. He learned through Jonathan and Saul, palace etiquette, for example. They brought him in. He learned from them. He watched. He saw the mistakes that Saul made, and he did his best on his side. So it's supposed to be a bet on every generation must run and hand over their testimony to the next generation. You know, he's a generational God. So, for example, Abraham never got to meet Jacob, but he handed over the blessing to Isaac and Isaac to Jacob, and it goes on and on and on and on. So the testimony of our fathers right now is important for that chain to continue, so that we can then tell the next generation where we got this from. and where we're taking this.
Mm.
So we need to connect to the fathers, not only because we need fathers, but the fathers need us as well. They need us to come in. The older you grow, your eyes become faint. You need your sons to stand with you. You need them to be praying for you. You need them to carry you around. You need them, So there is that need between fathers and sons. It must not also be lopsided. It must not be one-sided where we're saying fathers are important and sons are not. Sons are just as important. They are a gift from God, and so I believe in it so much. That we as the younger generation must do better in trying to pull the fathers close, get closer to the fathers, learn as much as we can, extract as much knowledge as we can, see their mistakes, learn from them, see their triumphs, grow from there, because the success of the father becomes the foundation of the sons, basically. And so, so I believe in that so much,
Do you still get excited when you hear your music on radio after a whole decade?
Oh, I do. I do. You know what? I mean, it keeps me humble. People don't have to listen to my music. There's a lot of us there doing great music. So whenever you get that slot, you know how many people are gunning to just be on this interview. So it's really humbling for me to still be get calls and be like, hey, would like to have a conversation with you. We think you're doing an incredible job. It means impact. It means people see what you're doing and they appreciate what you're offering as well. So it's something that I still appreciate quite a lot, and it's quite exciting. It's quite exciting because I feel like every time I listen to okay, maybe watching this interview and I listen to my song or watch a video from Open Heavens or whatever, for me, I see it from your perspective. I get to be in that moment with you, and the reactions in people's faces is just always amazing, to watch and be like, oh wow, this is great. So it's quite encouraging and keeps us going.
Do you feel pressure? Because some of us, when we listen to face to face, we want that. We want to see you here. We were crying when we were singing it. Do you feel pressure to recreate in the world they call it hits? But I want to call it moments. I want to call it moments. This music, this worship that ushers in moments. Face to Face was one of those songs that no matter where you listen to it, whether you're in a car or you're singing it with your worship team, it ushers in a moment of encounter with God every time. Do you feel pressure?
In some way, I would love to say no, but I do, because you know what? You always, scripture says we go from glory to glory. You always want to use the previous experience as the foundation for the next one. To say, God, if you did it before, you can do it again. You want it to be a continuous thing. And you just never know which song is going to give you that moment. So that's why I always say that songwriting is very difficult for me, because you just never know which song is going to give you that moment you are looking for, so I think, there is quite a lot of, there is pressure right now with current music that I'm working on, trying to recreate some moments and then trying to surpass some moments. And only God does that. But you as a person always feel like, yeah, we can do it again. We can do it again. But only God can do such.
Absolutely. Well, God has done a great thing for you. A decade of Open Heavens, you call it on the 28th of November. You'll be reflecting on that. But I like something that you wrote in a caption where you were saying that 10 years of Open Heavens, not just music, but a decade of moments that shaped a calling, touched lives. And this is the part I like where you say, changed the man behind the mic. What do you mean by that?
You always think you know God until he does the next thing. You always think you know him until he does something else. So there are people that have that know Jireh but don't know Rapha, because they've never experienced the healing power of God. And so it's as if every single time I'm in God's presence, there's a layer and a dimension and a grace that I get to discover. And so the more you discover, the more humble you become, because you can never really, there's just so many layers to God that you can never really arrive at a moment. It's just moments and moments, and just when you think there's no more, then he drops something else. I've seen miracles in my life. I've seen God carry me in my marriage, seen God carry me as a father, as a provider for my family, in business, and now in ministry. And that changes you in a sense that you get to learn humility, you get to learn how to depend on God. And that's what I've been learning for the past 10 years. So there were high moments where I thought, you know what, I've arrived. And then something takes you down because God wants to also keep you in a state of dependency with Him. He wants that relationship. He's a jealous God. So He will always want you to live by faith. So every single time I thought I'd arrived at a certain level, He'd give me a bigger project, which requires a higher dimension of faith for me to go back to faith 101, for me to go back to love 101, for me to go back to sacrifice 101, to giving 101. And so I've always discovered that by God, that everywhere, every single time, there's just a new dimension to Him, and that has really, really transformed my life and my perspective of who God really is, you know?
Well, on the 28th of November, you're taking it back to House of Treasures. Very significant, very profound that you're doing it there under the leadership of Apostle Felix and Pastor Bulelwa Okoh. The importance of taking it back there 10 years later.
You know, the importance of taking it back there, that's where everything began. That's where the vision became a reality. That's where I met some of my greatest destiny helpers, including my spiritual father. Besides the fact that the venue is much bigger and we are hoping for a much bigger crowd, it's also home. You know, it's very fundamental to my development and growth. And it's also a reflection of God's faithfulness, even with this particular relationship that I have with Apostle and Mama. You know, it's been a great journey, a roller coaster journey. I could have quit on that relationship. They could have quit on the relationship, but we held on. And so, what better way to celebrate a decade than with the people that know exactly how it all began, you know? And so, yeah, so that's part of the reason why.
All right, the tickets available from 250 Rand. We are hoping that everybody who's journeyed with you through a song or who wants to be introduced to your ministry, come and join you. How do people get the tickets? And what would you say to those who are still sitting on the fence whether they should be traveling all the way from wherever, the Northwest, the Western Cape, wherever, to come to the
Sure.
celebration?
Listen, it's going to be a night of encounter. We've already started doing some of the songs, and they're just incredible. The reception has been amazing. It's going to be a night where people will have their burning bush experience. That's what I believe. So I want to encourage you, get your ticket at Web Tickets from 250, VIPs 500 rand. So we just have those two categories, 250 and 500. So get your tickets, come and join me. Incredible musicians we have, incredible songwriting. The production is just going to be amazing, and we cannot wait to really see how a room full of worshippers that are hungry for God. And that's what this moment is all about. I think everything I have done in the past decade with the previous four albums, we'll be doing some songs from the previous four albums, and we'll be doing about 12 brand new songs that
Wow.
I personally wrote for this one. And incredibly is that I wrote all the songs on this current project, you know. And it's so personal to me that people will get to really, really understand what my ministry is all about on that night. So please make sure that you grab your ticket, not just for you, for a friend, for your spouse, for that potential spouse that you've been wanting to take out. This is the best place to take them. Believe you me, they will say I do after that experience.
Well, once the Holy Spirit moves, there's nothing we can say. We must just surrender, right? We just
For
surrender.
sure. For sure.
Listen, finally, before we do let you go, and I want to appreciate your time today, you're not just reflecting on a decade of open heavens. Is this the announcement of the start or the celebration of the start, the beginning of the next decade, the next phase of your ministry as well?
100%. 100%. God said to me that, listen, I've done everything I have done to prepare you for the next decade. You know, so everything we've seen now is nothing compared to what God is about to do from 2020, 2026 going forward. It's going to be a season where power moves back to the church, where it will be a season of demonstration, whereby certain things that we can't explain, by his stripes we are healed. It's not meant for the mind, it's meant for the spirit. We can't really explain that to people. How do stripes heal people? But we will be able to demonstrate it through power. There's going to be a season and a wave of the miraculous that the world has never seen before. There's going to be great persecution in the church, but also there's going to be confirmations and affirmations of the move of God in this generation and in our time. So I am really, really excited to project my faith into the next decade of what God is about to do. So this is what we'll be doing. We'll be making that great announcement, basically.
Wonderful. Well, we cannot wait to see what God is going to do. Thank you for the sacrifice of yourself, your wife, your family to serve the kingdom of God. May the Lord bless you, Goshen City, as
Amen.
well, and your ministry as a gospel artist. Once again, tickets, 250 rand, 500 rand, available on web tickets the 28th of November at House of Treasures Ministries. It's there in Rust Park in Joburg South. Pastor Colin Maluleke, available on all social media platforms as Pastor Colin Maluleke. God bless you and the incredible work that you do. Can't wait for the 28th of November.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'll see you there. Thank you so much. Thank you to your listeners and everybody that follows your show. Thank you for playing my music. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you, guys. I really, really appreciate it.